This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. The day after Father's Day, my oldest daughter, Mary, who lives in New York City, asked me if I had received anything in the mail from her. When I told her no, there was a long pause, and she said, "Oh my goodness, I just realized I accidentally sent your Father's Day gift to myself." And we both laughed, and I told her I was proud of her accomplishments in life, but glad she didn't work for UPS. My other daughter, Maddie, and son-in-law, John, wanted to take me out to eat for Father's Day. Well, there's not just a whole lot of choices in Lebanon, Kentucky, so I said, let's ask Eli, my grandson, and he chose Wendy's. I sent a picture on my phone of us eating together with the caption, "I love my Father's Day gift," and I meant it. And later that day, I talked to my sons, Dave and Harrison, who both wished me happy Father's Day. Now, what's the common thread in all of those responses? Each one showed they cared. Knowing they cared was not about getting my gift on time, or eating at a fancy restaurant, or having someone call me repeatedly to tell me in long conversations that they cared. It's about the simple act, the heartfelt concern that comes in telling someone you love them. And you do that by showing you care. And let me say, that comes from years of spending time together. You see, my kids get in touch with me frequently on a weekly, sometimes daily basis, not to tell me they need something necessarily, but just to connect. And that's because when they were younger, I took time to be with them. You never know the power of influence that comes with spending time with someone. So, what if you haven't spent that time with your children, the time that you wished you had? Or what if you did, and what if you showed that you love them, and things haven't turned out the way you had hoped in those relationships? What if your children have ignored you or even hurt you? That happens. Two things. It's never too late to be what you might have been. You can start now to be that person you wished you had been. And I'm not pretending you can go back and recapture moments that are gone forever. You can't go back to that child's first birthday if you missed it, or graduation if you missed it, or little things like dinner together. You can't go back. It's gone. But you can't invest in them now. And if that's impossible, you can in another of your children. And if that's impossible, find someone you can invest your life in. Find someone you can invest the time that you have for your life in. You don't have to be the biological parent to have a vast influence on someone's life. And the second thing I would say is, stay with it. Perhaps you've done the right things as a parent, at least from your perspective, and things haven't turned out. Keep investing in that child, even if you see no results at the moment. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. And the Bible also says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due time he will exalt you. Stay with it. Keep that child in your heart and your mind, and keep making the inputs. The game's not over. There's still an opportunity for you to make a positive mark on others. You never know the power of influence. Look around you and take time now to invest your life in that other person. I'm reminded of the story of Brooks Adams when he was an 8-year-old boy. His father was Charles Francis Adams, Abraham Lincoln's ambassador to Great Britain. He was a very busy man. Young Brooks wrote in his diary on a certain day, "Went fishing with my father, the most glorious day of my life." Through the next 40 years, there was constant references to that day and its influence on his life. The father had written a note in his diary, and this is what's interesting. The father had written a note in his diary that same day, simply read, "Went fishing with my son, a day wasted." So you never know the power you have to influence other people. Stay with it and don't give up. So the other day, my daughter Maddie had an emergency and my wife was out of town, so she called on me. "Can Eli hang out with you for a little while before vacation Bible school?" And I jumped at the opportunity. You see, that was my blessing, my opportunity for that moment, for that day. And that's all we've got, really, the ever-present moment, one day at a time, moments we have upon moments, moments we have with each other, simply to say, I love you, and to show that we care. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.